Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That, of course, means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We start with a man named Nikola.
Yeah, the last of the defendants in the probes into alleged bid rigging activities that involved the SUNY Polytechnic Institute in Albany. That's prominent Albany developer Joseph Nikola has been arraigned. His attorney is offering an interesting defense, saying that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman rushed the case against Nikola so he could keep up with corruption-busting Manhattan-based U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. E. Stewart Jones, who is the attorney for Nikola, told reporters Monday outside Albany City Court that the charges against his client was just in response to what happened in New York. Nikola is president of Columbia Development Corp, which is perhaps the Capital Region's most prominent developer. He pleaded not guilty to a single count of the charge of combination in restraint of trade and competition. It's a low-level felony. It carries a maximum of 4 years in prison. The defendant was released on his own recognizance. He was charged in this complaint, also naming Elaine Collieros, the suspended president and CEO of SUNY Poly. He pleaded not guilty Friday in Albany City Court to 3 counts in relation to the same case. The Attorney General's office contends that Collieros steered business to Nikola, including letting the developer know full details of the contract requirements for a SUNY Poly dorm project a month before the request for proposals were issued. After Nikola left the court, Jones spoke to reporters and tore apart the case against his client, saying the investigation was rushed and incomplete.
From alleged corruption to casinos.
Yeah, this is an interesting story by our reporter Rick Carlin about one of the 4 upstate casinos that's currently under construction in New York State. And we're talking about the Montrain Casino. It's in the Catskills in the community of Thompson. And it could be getting a delay in its financing, even though the construction has already begun, because of a referendum going on in the state of New Jersey. The Garden State voters will decide in November whether or not to authorize the development of casinos in 2 northern New Jersey counties. These facilities have been proposed for the Meadowlands and for Jersey City right across from New York City. The outcome is likely to affect the interest rate that Empire Resorts, that's the developer of the Catskill Casino, will have to pay. And those involved in the deal stress that it won't impact the planned opening of Montrain in 2018. They'll get the financing either way, but it is interesting because Montrain is about 90 miles from New York City, and the Meadowlands are only about 15 miles away, and of course New Jersey City is right across from Manhattan. So it's going to affect competition and affect the planned, the estimated profits at that casino, and that could affect the financing and the interest.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these or other stories, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, we thank you as always.
Thank you, David.